like the next door groups, the, yeah, they all have a group for their road.
But that's probably why I'm not on Facebook now, I've gone past that.
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, because you don't have neighbours, John.
Welcome everybody, and back again for another Outside Crowd podcast, and here again with the usual crowd, we've got Ryan, Jake and Billy, and tonight we're going to be discussing social media marketing, I suppose marketing in general, but how social media seems to be the most popular way of marketing, so we're going to have a bit of discussion and discuss whether that's true as well. So we've got usually got Instagram, we've got Facebook, and there's paid ads, and there's various other things that can be used. So we'll have a discussion with the crowd and see what they think, what they use, what they like, what they don't use. So I suppose the first question, throw it out open to the crowd, is who uses social media marketing and how?
I am not sure if it comes under social media. We do Google ads, but if you're looking at, you know, social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and there's other ones as well, I'm not sure what they are. I have limited experience with using them. We'll put posts up on Instagram and Facebook, but not as necessarily like a lead generating thing. They're not boosted or they haven't had money spent on them. They are just like a more like a portfolio of what we do, and just letting people know that already follow us, i.e. previous customers, family, friends, or people that are just interested in seeing what we do.
I find it quite interesting, because there's a lot of people that I'll, you know, where when you're having a discussion with, you know, a potential client, and, you know, standing, whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing, whether I'm walking the dog or, you know, out with friends, and someone says, oh, you do, you know, landscaping? It's like, yeah, we do. And it's, so it's just that an Instagram is the Instagram page is the best place to be. Oh, just have a look on Instagram. And it's fun, because I'm there, I'm chatting away to somebody else, and suddenly, ping, it's us. So-and-so started following you. So you can, you know, they're starting to look at what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of the way we use it as a portfolio. Yeah, yeah. Like it's perfect, yeah. It hasn't, In terms of marketing, I suppose it is, you know, it's a nice way of showcasing, and that in itself is marketing. But yeah, as I said, like as a lead generating source, I haven't really used it that much. We put a bit of money into Facebook maybe a couple of years ago, and it did get me quite a few leads, because it's a lot cheaper than Google Ads. Mm. You can throw so much money at Google Ads. It's really, really, really expensive. And especially if your industry is quite competitive. But yeah, Facebook, I did throw a bit, but what I found is it was people who either were just sort of, you know, just inquiring at the time, and then you'll get a picture of a hedge and be like, how much for this?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, oh, do you want to come round and
have a look?
Yeah, well, you know, we're interested in having this done, can you come? I got a few out of it, but to be honest, the little money I spent on it, we made back in profit, so I can say it works, but I haven't necessarily tried to throw a lot of money at it.
Hmm. Right, how about you, Jake? Because I know you do quite a bit on Instagram, don't you? Some good reels, and you've had some good views on some of your posts.
Yeah, so we had 1.7 million on one of our last videos, and it was a screw going into a bit of wood. And I didn't ever think that it would get played that many times. It actually didn't get many likes at all, so it made me think, does that mean 1.6975... million people don't like it?
Yeah.
So anyway, it doesn't generate work. It doesn't. You get, the trouble is you're followed by like-minded people, you're followed by other landscapers. Occasionally you get a customer that wants to see what's going on and stuff like that. So we do always send them there, because they can see a sort of up-to-date portfolio, because the website's not always up-to-date to the day. So it's a good way of just keeping relevant, because quite easy you can forget about Instagram, and 2 weeks later you end up putting five or six posts up. And
so it doesn't really bother you, think, if you don't keep your Instagram page up, you know, with all current information, you don't think that's necessarily a negative, because that's not your target audience?
Oh no, so I always keep it up to date, just because it keeps my portfolio up to date. But
that's more so really just so that you've got your portfolio there to show clients. It's not really to try and build leads or generate work from.
I think Instagram, to be quite honest, I have won one Millboard project from Instagram, and they, it wasn't from an ad or anything. They just saw our work and they saw, I think if you put hashtags in people's location, you've also got certain keywords. And if that particular person typed in deck in Tunbridge or deck in Tunbridge Wells, you might pop up and they see how local you are and they inquire. But half of the time you are followed by a lot of other landscapers or deck installers. So you sort of, it's good for, like Will said, Bill said, ongoing portfolio, but that's about it.
Yeah, but that does help though, because you've got, you know, as much as it is other landscapers, there are kind of, I mean, I guess thinking about that, it's kind of, it's a good place to, if you do have Instagram, you do have a following and you do have some good photos going up, it just, although maybe somebody, you know, somebody clicked on the website or, you know, had a conversation with like someone yourself or whichever, there is that kind of, if they don't have an Instagram, if people don't have an Instagram or Facebook, there are that bit of, why don't you? So it's kind of I feel it's a bit of a necessity, but I know personally I don't spend too much time on myself even. Like
posting. I was going to say, do you take many pictures for Instagram, Ryan? I
don't take any. No, would you believe it, JB? No, I don't. I don't You've take got many.
A disposable camera.
That's what I do. I wind an hour. There's not enough coal left in the camera for the photos. But no, I think it is interesting when, you know, someone says, if, you know, I've heard in the past, someone says, you haven't got a Facebook. It's like, well, I do. I just don't have it that much, you know. It's, but, you know, if it kind of, if you don't have it, you know.
I think also what's quite good is, I think it's definitely good to have Facebook and it's definitely good to have followers, because sometimes on those, like, on those local groups, they'll be like, does anyone know a tree surgeon? If they can tag your page into and use your as a recommendation, then people can see that, one, it's a legitimate thing, and two, they can see what you do and then convert it into a lead. Whereas, you know, sometimes you'll see on their suggestion, like, oh, call Mick on 07, whatever. Yeah. But if they go, look, here's their page, have a look, and then that's, and you've got, if you keep it up to date and it's got pictures on it, you know, it's more likely to turn into a.
But it's funny, you saying those local sort of social media things like Nextdoor, that often seems to be the place where you actually get recommendations from people, because there are people are asking, oh, do you know a tree surgeon or do you know a landscaper or a decker? That's often where they put recommendations. I've never seen hardly anything like that on Facebook or Instagram.
They do. If you... the tricky thing is you kind of have to get accepted into the... into the group. So like I'm in the Spelthurst one, and sometimes, you know, because I know if people in the village, I get recommended in there, but then to get into the Langton one, you'd kind of have to, and then Tunbridge Wells, and you have to keep going with it, and so I think you have to know something, you have to know, get an in, which is obviously, you know, how much work you get out of it, I don't know, but it's I suppose it's free advertising, isn't it?
That's the one.
It's another way of word of mouth, because what you're kind of sometimes you're relying on is someone speaking to someone who's usually before, who's also looking for a tree surgeon. Oh, you know, but that, it could be anyone. They haven't got to be having a face-to-face conversation. They just could be on Facebook at the time, which is, for some people, quite a lot.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, yeah. And the age thing about the, you know, the people that people use Instagram are a bit of a younger crowd rather than, you know, the people who may want the work done, as it were. You know,
well, Facebook's definitely an older crowd, I'd
say. Yeah, definitely.
Instagram, not so much. But Instagram is literally just a portfolio. I mean, I don't think anyone gets any work off it unless they're an influencer or something. I don't know.
My target audience isn't, that half of them aren't on any social media, if I'm honest. And they usually say, oh, my daughter's probably got Instagram, or my wife might have it, or my husband might have it. But it's quite rare that our clients have, they find us through one of our accredited people. One of our accreditations, they'll find us and look for us that way, because they want a product and they want somebody who can install that product. So they already know what they want, and half the time they're coming directly to me through the website from the manufacturer, which is quite good, because they already know.
You've already been accredited, and they know what they're looking for, and they're coming to you.
Yeah. So I find it's a little nice. It's like nicer letting them come to you through those pages, because a lot of the work's already been done.
So does that mean then you'd rule out using sort of social media? Well, not social media. I suppose more paid ads. something like that? Would you use that still as an approach?
We tried it a few weeks ago. It was, I think it was about 40 quid a week budget.
What was that on?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Yeah, and I thought just to try and spread a post and get it out there, but I didn't get one single inquiry or anything from it. No, I spent, it was on for 5 days. It was 200 quid.
Wow.
Bloody hell, that's a lot.
Not
yeah,
one.
I didn't get one.
Did you do it yourself?
Yeah, I don't think I meant to press 40. I thought I was meant to press that all day, but it was per day.
And did you do... did you do, like, how did you do the marketing? Did you do, like, you know, because you can go quite deep into it, can't you? Income, where they live, how old they are. Did you do all of that? Or did you just do the recommended one? Because I think the recommended one's probably a bit...
Yeah, I didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't do any of that. I only knew it cost me that.
Yeah, I just chucked 40 quid on it and just...
Yeah.
Just let it go.
I thought I was playing roulette.
Yeah.
Go. Pump on the horses. There we go. 40 quid.
Yeah. I thought it was a good gamble, but no.
Oh, well.
Didn't pay off that one.
But then again, though, I suppose if from what Bill's saying, there are different, you know, demographics you can dial into, and if you can adjust your ad to suit that market, then it might be another way. Because I seem like the Google ads just seem to be really expensive, don't they? Paid ads, and
they are expensive. And I, you know, I think it's good to try them out.
How do you feel with them?
Do you know what? I fortunately, the people who do it run all the ads for me and like manage them. They're very good and responsive, and they're always looking to see what we can do better. But tree surgery, especially around here, is so competitive. It's difficult because I haven't done the we haven't done it for long enough to know if what the ROI is on it. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it's a calculation I can do on the short time, but I know for a fact because the guy sent over to me. Just like the chart of like how many inquiries and how many clicks are going on through the year, and December falls off a cliff.
Mm.
So like at the moment, I've stopped them because you know it's £980 a month for Google, and then you know it's £450 for the management fee.
Hmm.
You know, and it's a lot of money. And if you can be marketing more effectively, then you shouldn't just be throwing money at something that's not going to. Because Google, the thing about Google is they will spend your money regardless. You go, I'm going to do a £30 a day budget, and they won't go, okay, we haven't had that many clicks today. They'll start putting your advert out anywhere. If you they type in B&Q or something, because they want to use your budget up. So yeah. It's not like, you know, you've got to be on the ball with it. And if there's a lot of people looking, if there's a lot of people looking for your service at that time, then fair enough, put it in. But if it's not, then you could be spending a lot of money, which I have done.
Hmm.
On not that many inquiries.
You haven't done it, like you said, you haven't done it for that long, so it's nice to know. I mean, in December, sure, everything drops off for everybody, right?
Yeah.
You know, everyone's busy enough, so it's kind of like, well, if you can not put that money towards that, you know, maybe in, you know, the end of January, you know.
Well, I had this moment where I was like, okay, so, you know, what can we do with marketing? And I thought, Google Ads, I see quite a few companies doing it. And then I thought, oh, this, you know, I did it. And then after a few weeks, I got so many inquiries. I mean, literally the phone was off the hook. And I was like, right, this is obviously what you're supposed to do. And then obviously it all starts tailing off. And then, you know, I was just relying on that solely. And I was like, this is the be-all and end-all. And it's actually not. Like, I think with marketing, you need to be looking at the whole spectrum. And you need to be clever with it and be dynamic and change what you should be doing, which is kind of what I'm in the process of doing, but it's a long road, I think.
But that's the thing, you said long road. It's the same for myself. I mean, I'm not doing as much marketing as I like to do, definitely not. But it is interesting having a conversation what avenue would like to go down, and you're kind of looking at it going, all of them, you know, because you know putting everything into the one basket, you know, it might be well and good, but
that's the thing is like it's like Google Ads. It kind of has to be all or nothing, because if you're not competitive in it, you'll never get shown anywhere.
Yeah.
So like you could say, okay, well, I only want to spend £10 a day on Google, £10 a day budget. You'll get one click and then they'll put your advert at the bottom. So no one's seeing you anyway, because the next person along has got a £50 a day budget and they won't show you. Wow. So it's like...
It's a money-making machine for Google.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it was quite nice that he sent me over that graph.
Yeah.
Because now I can see, right, this is when the time of year when people are most doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put the money into it there. And also, you can be a bit more responsive with it. Like, for example, if I know there's a storm coming, right, we'll turn the adverts on.
Yeah.
And sure. We'll do it to more people doing storm damage or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you can go, okay, I'll run that for 5 days and hopefully it gets some responses. You know, oh, emergency tree surgeon, we're around, whatever.
Well, that comes
being
with time.
A bit more dynamic, yeah.
That comes with time. And like you said, you know, like next year would be don't even bothering me. It's not happening in December.
Yeah.
Don't even ring me asking if you're putting it up. No.
And I imagine it's one of those things, it doesn't really matter if you turn it off for a month. It's
doesn't
not
matter.
Because you turn it on instantly because all they're doing is just want to see whether you're top of the search ratings.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't affect your rating or anything like that. You haven't got to build up again or anything. It's like you turn the ads on, you've got a big enough budget, they'll stick you at the top.
Yeah.
Another good thing is, which I would definitely recommend that you do, is Google Guarantee. Because that doesn't... all you have to do is verify your business with Google. So it's like a copy of your insurance and a few other... documents like
the general ones, you link
your website to it. There's a few other things just to make sure you're a legitimate company with enough reviews. And what they do is it only charges you for a phone call to your phone. So if someone's looked at you and it comes, I don't know if you've seen it, but it comes up as like a square at the top of the page,
yeah,
and it says Google Guarantee, and that's always sponsored by Google, so that section is always at the top, so you're not... You know, if it's slow, it doesn't matter. You don't have to take it down. So like, I've kept that running. And all you do is pay for a phone call. So they'll phone you. It's a direct call from a customer saying, can you come and look at a job for me? And then you'll get a charge for it. And it's about, I don't know, my budget, I've done like £250 for the day because you're never going to get... But a call might cost you £4.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's not a guarantee as such, but it is much closer than a like or a...
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That is
and there's like also they can also message you through it as well, which is quite good. Then you've got a list of all the inquiries that have come through. So I would say definitely get yourself verified on Google Guarantee and use that because it can't necessarily run away from you. And if it does, it's because you're getting calls in. It's not because someone's just clicked on your website and had a look. Or it's not the next tree surgeon along who doesn't like your company clicking on your thing. So
not that you've done that.
I think that's quite a good idea.
So what about things like TikTok? I've never used TikTok, never been on there. Jake, do you use that?
Oh, I've never used it.
No?
No.
I thought you put some stuff on there, didn't you?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
I've heard it, because the thing is, we've I was talking to one of the lads at work, and he does some bits and pieces himself at the weekend, and, you know, with a bit of an online thing he has, and I was having a chat with him about it, and he said, oh, you should definitely get TikTok. I said, why is that? He said, because Louis would, you know, the dog, he'd just go wild on there, and that was the first time I've even thought about it, really, about just getting TikTok.
Everyone says that. If people say it to me, like, I think fundamentally, like, tree surgery work is quite good to watch.
Yeah,
it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, I'll go mad. But, I mean, ultimately, what's the point? I don't know.
But then again, though, saying that, like, your video is always really good, and if you're saying you got over 1 million views of...
Yeah, but what have you got out of it?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It's, yeah.
Nothing.
Brand awareness, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what the thing is, I'd back that up with that, because, you know, yes, you know... Yes, you might have someone who's looking at your account, someone might recommend you or whatever, and then they go onto your account, and suddenly they see on your account, you've got this many views, this many, you know, it's you're a company that are, you know, happily standing there on social media going, this is us.
I suppose also, if you've done that video and 1.6 million people have seen it, and then one of your followers who is a like-minded landscaper or, you know, someone who does decking, but they might so happen to have a bigger company and they need to get more people in, and they go, oh, I've seen this company, they're local, whatever, I don't know. They've just tracked you from that video. I don't know. I suppose that could also turn into something.
I think it's aware. I think you're right though with the brand awareness thing. I think that's the thing for me is getting to know the name out there. So, you know, it's just this is where we're in the area, and it's kind of just that little bit of a snippet of a video. Where we've got so many on our Instagram of, you know, there's a video of the dog dragging a box around the site because we've got a new mixer. He loves a cardboard box, you know, and it'd be nice because I know I can. Well, I'd like to think a lot of people would see that and enjoy it. So.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
But your videos are good, Jake, aren't they?
They're okay. I mean, I'm not a videographer by any means, but I just try and get the right music and make sure the drops are just the right time, and then it becomes
a little bit
more satisfying to watch.
Yeah. But they're always like entertaining, and I've also seen sort of the landscapers ones. I always think they're entertaining, but they're all very sort of similar. They're always like the time-lapse photography of the jobs all the time. And you're just wondering, can they be a bit more creative or am I being a bit harsh?
No, I think like you said, Jay, you know, I know firsthand. I don't do much on my personal Facebook at all. And it's like, well, the reason I don't do it, you know, I don't do it personally on my own Facebook because it just doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really tick fancy me box, really. I'm not that like-minded.
No, it's got that bad. Like, I don't use my personal stuff anymore. And yeah, it's just all work. Like, work Facebook, work Instagram, work. Yeah. Don't use any of my personal stuff.
But I think I wouldn't be able to, you know, if people say, why don't you slow that down? Slow what down? Slow the video. I say, I don't know how to do that. You know, I don't know how to do that. I think there's being creative as well as really, you know, I mean, for me, who has time?
It's funny, a lot of people, because I know there's another sort of company I work, small company I've done some work with and know, and they get someone in to do all their sort of media stuff. Oh. And it's like, it's all sort of subbed out, and you're thinking, you can understand why they're doing it, but once again, it's another cost to the company, and also it's like you say, you're not a videographer, you know, and trying to actually learn to use all these, you know, bits of software and trying to make your content really creative. I mean, that's a whole art in itself, isn't it?
Well, but exactly that is an art. So you can, you know, there might be someone, you know, videographer listening to this going, cool, yeah, they think it's easy. It's like, no, they've studied it. This is something that they've done, and that, you know, it's not what I do. You know, so I think, you know, like you said, subbing out somebody who does it professionally, you know, I think it would help.
Yeah, it's good if it's going to pay
dividends,
then fine. But if it's not, then you're putting your money in the wrong place. You have to think about how important it is to you, don't you?
You need to try these things, don't you? You can't just assume it won't work.
Yeah,
without trying it, so it will work for some people. We were at the Barley Awards in London at the end of last week, and I had a chat with a really respected landscaper, and he did say to me, after a certain amount of followers online, it does pay off, because you do get brands finding you. They want you to use their equipment. They want you to use their products. We do get that anyway now, but not in return for money. It's more in return for being shown on their page, which does have 20 or 100 or 500,000 followers. But they are now in a position where they can ask for money for this, and they can actually get paid by brands.
Well, hang on, let me grab my phone. You can do one to Makita. I fancy a new drill.
But you've got to start hitting some serious followers before you get to that level, haven't you?
Yeah, so there are a couple on there. I'm not saying they're any good at landscaping, but they are sponsored by some good people because of the followers.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. It's trying to generate... It's like two businesses in one, isn't it? You're doing your day job, you're doing all this, and then you're trying to generate as many followers as possible on social media. It's there's a lot to be done, isn't there? And which ones would you think are the most effective? If you're going to choose a social media approach or one of those online marketing things, which one would you go for
what,
so, for as your choice of marketing?
But I mean, it depends who you're marketing to, because I think if you're trying to just market your business to the average punter who wants your, you know, a domestic customer who wants you to do some work for them, I'd probably say Facebook. But if you want to reach out to other businesses, then probably Instagram, I would say.
I feel like Instagram's good for somebody like me who's trying to be noticed by a designer or a garden designer or somebody else who's a lot bigger than us that uses the products we use.
Yeah, that's...
We could then work with, because they're not business on to Facebook. Business. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely business to business. But Facebook, I would say, definitely does target, especially in your game, a lot of people that use Facebook are usually middle-aged, I would say, and they're the people that are going, and they're on the mums groups, they're on like the next door groups, they all have a group for their road.
But that's probably why I'm not on Facebook now, I've gone past that.
Here we go.
Yeah, because you don't have neighbours, John.
What about LinkedIn? Does anyone use LinkedIn?
Ooh. I've just started using it, but there's a lot to figure out on that. But from what I know, it's obviously a good way of linking with other people who have similar businesses or businesses that you can work with.
Yeah.
I suppose good for recruitment as well, and also figuring, you know, finding other businesses that that you might find helpful for you as well.
Yeah, I must admit, because I use LinkedIn, well, yeah, with my old company, and got loads of followers. It was collecting, you know, like followers. You get people who give you invites and things like that you'd never heard of, but it was good for researching companies that you wanted to work with and finding out who were the key people, who were the decision makers, and also who were the business development people, because often that's a good way to get in with those companies, meet the business development guys because or gals, because they want to meet other companies, and they're often more up for having a meeting as opposed to some, you know, like a commercial director who's probably too busy and doesn't want to meet you to start with. So I always think LinkedIn's a very good sort of business-to-business type platform.
I found LinkedIn was really good to get directly to the person you wanted to talk to within a company. And we've done that a couple of times recently and thought, we like this product, who can we chat to that's not on the front desk, a little further in, who can actually arrange site visits with us and product information and stuff. And we found that a good way in, and it has worked.
Right, that's good. Yeah, no, I can understand that. I think that is a good route. What about, and the other one I was thinking about is, has anyone ever seen any of those like lead generation, not companies, you see them on like a like social Bark. Media saying, yeah. Well, you know, follow our system and we'll guarantee you
My Builder.
Yeah, Bark. Get leads and things like that. Often, you know, people have done their own little system and been successful and they're trying to sell it to everyone else. Has anyone ever been tempted to try those?
Back in the day when it was sort of a one man band looking to fill a couple of days and stuff like that. We did My Builder, we did a couple of them, but you ended up spending money. You have to spend money to look at the job.
Yeah.
And then you also, there's five other people looking at the job.
Correct.
And yeah, so it got pricey. Half the time they'd gone ahead with somebody else before you'd even looked at the job.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Unbeknown to the client, it's actually cost me 12 quid or 24 quid to look at the job. So we come off of that in the end. It does work and it's good for some people, but just not for us.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. So I suppose, in, you know, concluding things, social media, necessary evil? Is it? I suppose everyone's going to be using it in some way or another. But is it just part of the tool, one of the tools in the box?
That's it, that's right. I think it's something that now, you know, this day and age, as it were, it's everyone has it. So, you know, it's something that you should have, or, you know, something that you should at least keep, like you said, have a portfolio, have a, you know, have yourself online a few times in the month, you know, just putting posts up, stuff like that. But I don't think it's a necessity, but I do feel that it gives you better, you know, a better accreditation with, you know, when people have a look and think, oh, well, there you go, there's your stuff.
Yeah, I think it adds legitimacy, doesn't it, to your company? And also, it's a hell of a lot easier to update Instagram or Facebook with pictures than it is your website, I think.
Yeah, true.
I'm sure it is easy, but I mean, for me, I mean, all you do is open your phone, take the picture, and you can, you know, you can add it.
Yeah.
On our Google page as well, our Facebook reviews are also on our Google page.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, so it also has another.
Oh, no, yeah, of course, yeah, because your Facebook will come up and then it's got the reviews under there, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got the Google reviews and then you've also got reviews from Facebook underneath. Yeah. So there's also, it bumps up. If somebody finds you through Google, it's just a good backup.
Yeah. Do you guys actively go seeking reviews?
We have, more recently we have, you know, going back and seeing, you know, having a phone call with clients. I mean, we had a lovely client this year message and say, you know, a few photos saying, oh, how lovely it is to be out in the car. Just give it a, you know, I don't know, it was the spring, you know, get it ready for the summer months, and they were delighted with it. So it was nice to get that kind of, I think it prompted me then to actually reach out to others and say, hey, would you give us a review? And, you know, everyone was delighted to, and thought, yeah, I'm glad to be asked, you know, so.
Yeah. You've got plenty, Jake.
We've not got loads, probably 40 in total with Facebook and Google, but the key is consistency, isn't it? If you don't follow up with a polite email nudging them, 5 minutes out of anyone's day in this day and age is too long. And it really does take 5 minutes to write a review, and it means a lot to us, but these people we're working for are also very, very busy. So it's just, if you haven't got one, maybe just a polite...
Don't, because it does help. But that's the thing, it does, man. Like, it does help. And the thing is, I tell you what, it helps for me one way, you know, it helps for the company, but it also helps me going, well, it's nice to get a pat on the back. You know, it's like nice to get that recognition of, yes, it was a good job. So, yeah, you're right, absolutely. If you've, if there's someone out there who's done a job who said what a lovely job, you know, don't second
guess. I want to definitely put more time into it because it's really important, especially for, like, your organic, like, Google ranking and stuff. But also people have a look at your reviews straight away. Like, to be fair, the reviews I do have are very good, and people do say, oh, you've got really good reviews, so we kind of gave you a call. But... Well, from my understanding is you should really make it part of your sales process. So you should be, when on invoice, it should be saying, please write us a review, here's a link. And if they don't do it, then you can give them a nudge after that.
Yeah, okay.
But quite often what I find myself doing is months later going, oh, remember that job we did, would you mind?
We're exactly the same.
Yeah, that's what I do. And it's really bad. I mean, how hard would it be for me to put a link to my Google Maps and say, please write us a review?
But it also needs to be... right away,
with the invoice.
Whilst the job's brand new, deck in front of you, looks incredible, shiny new deck, not 2 years down the line when I remember to send one, when it's a bit mucky and like...
Strike while they are hot, you know, and especially as they're, you know, I know it to be true, when you're packing up and tidying up and they're going, right, you know, and clients best, and they always, oh, we'll miss you, you know, you'll miss you around the place, because, you know, you've been there's a lot of people... us, we go into a garden, we you know, change a garden completely. But for the people that are doing the garden, it's like maybe they've only done this once. They haven't done it a garden before. Maybe they may not do it again.
And you're around for a while as well, aren't you? A couple of weeks or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're there for like an hour, like no, 2 days, making loads of noise, and everyone wants you fucking gone by then.
and on that front, we better go because we're wrapping up towards the end of our time. So, good chat on social media. I think it's one of those things where... it's just one part of the tools that everyone has to use as part of their marketing repertoire. And I think we'll be discussing some of those other things, because if you're not using social media, what are the other things that you do need to use to ensure that you get a consistent stream of leads and generate a good pipeline? So, we'll be looking at that in future podcasts. So that's it really for this one. So goodbye from the team.
See you later.
See you later.
Good stuff. And we'll see you next time on another... Outside Crowd Podcast.